All right, people. Thank you very much. We're at the halfway point of October. Mm-hmm. This is the Daily Drip. I am Philip Kerrigan, the program manager of the Washington State Combined Fund Drive, and this is, as always,
Jerrica Ferguson, also with Washington State Combined Fund Drive, handling your marketing and development.
That is excellent. Today, we are talking about another charity that impacts the King Kitsap County region.
Wow, check that out.
This is a charity called Outdoors for All Foundation.
And they are actually a national leader in developing and delivering adaptive and therapeutic recreation for children and adults with disabilities.
That's awesome. So each year, more than 2,400 different people exercise their abilities through their year-round programs, thanks to the training and support of more than 700 different volunteers in the Outdoors for All Foundation.
Some of their programs are like snowboarding, snowshoeing, cross-country, downhill skiing, which is super fun,
yep,
cycling, hiking, yoga, kayaking, day camps, rock climbing, camping, and even custom events specific to those in need.
Yeah, and this is for folks who are disabled.
Yeah, they put these experiences on for them. They create these events that they can actually all do, because it's outdoors can all really be for all.
Pretty cool. Give you some stats on disabilities in this particular country. I don't think a lot of people know this. Technically, 1 in 5 people have a disability in the United States. Half of all disabled adults with a disability do not do any aerobic exercise whatsoever. And so they have given good examples of what aerobic exercise actually is for folks who are disabled. Mm-hmm. Brisk walking, swimming laps, and water aerobics are three basically good examples
of what aerobics
of folks
is.
Who can do aerobics who maybe be maybe are disabled. I have a question for you.
Okay, lay it on me.
What one activity? We're talking about activities, right?
I got you.
Folks getting to do activities. What one activity do you love to do the most?
I'm gonna actually say one that I just learned how to do.
Okay.
Is downhill ski.
Oh wow!
I would normally say soccer.
Yeah, because you grew up in it.
And I think a lot of people would assume I'd say hiking.
Yes, because you do that.
Right. However, I really, really like skiing. I really do.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's something I really need to get into.
Okay.
Okay. What about you, sir?
Well, you know me, and I think people who probably have listened to this podcast know that my number one is basketball.
Well, yeah, I knew that.
I deeply enjoy that one. Yes. Tall man who likes basketball. The other one that I really like, though, is swimming.
Really?
I really enjoy it.
Oh.
Anything related to the water, I'd like swimming laps. I love just messing around in the pool. I mean, I just really enjoy swimming. And I'll tell you something about swimming. It's one of the most exhausting things you can do on earth. You are so tired. You swim like one lap there and back, and you're like,
yeah. It probably doesn't help that your kids are like, Dad, let me jump on you.
Yeah, but I'm a huge fan of swimming.
Cool.
Yeah, I really like that activity.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know what's interesting is because you have such a passion for swimming, I'm going to tie this right back to your stats.
Yes.
Is you mentioned that good aerobic activities is swimming laps.
Yeah.
And, I mean, half of disabled adults can't.
I know. It's unbelievable, right?
Yeah. And so,
Or don't.
Yeah. And what I think is amazing is Outdoor for All Foundation says it all in just their title, that they actually can give abilities like this.
Yeah, kind of cool. If you are born disabled or you have an unfortunate accident which makes you disabled, sometimes you can feel like you are separated physically from people, which then ends up separating you psychologically and socially from people. And so it's kind of cool to have an organization that organizations like this that work to try and reintegrate folks and get them to feel like they're living normal lives.
Speaking of that, is I think all of us kind of remember growing up and learning how to ride a bike.
Yeah.
And some people don't have the opportunity, or they did as younger children, and unfortunately due to accidents that things may have changed for them. And so relearning that can be an amazing opportunity that Outdoor for All does. One of their things that they mentioned to us was a part of their giving impact was that $50 or $5 each month for 5 months would be the amount that can cover the cost of a deposit for an Outdoor for All program recipient to learn how to ride a bike. So their Learn to Ride a Bike program is available, again, for $50. What's so unique about that is I think all of us, like, that's just like, We all know how to, like, you know how to ride a bike. That's something you learn. That's right. Like, just as a kid, and taking that ability for some that didn't get that chance because of a disability that they didn't, you know, they didn't ask for that. No, that's one right. does. And that's so, right. Being able to provide such something that I think we all take for granted, as we always use the term, like, it's just like riding a bike. Like, you don't forget. Well, some people don't have that.
Yep.
You know, one in five people have a disability in the United States. Those individuals may not have that same That's ability right. that other people do. And so
right.
Just a really great program that they do.
Super cool. Super cool. That's $50. That's $50. That's essentially, if you want to go, $10 a month, mm-hmm. which is our average gift.
Right. It's only 5 months.
You get to pay for two different deposits for two different folks mm-hmm. to learn how to ride a bike who have disabilities. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
It is very cool.
Yes. If you like what you hear from this particular program, if you like Outdoors for All Foundation and you want to start giving to them, mm-hmm. if you're listening to us through the iTunes podcast, go ahead and visit the website, start giving to them. Or if you're listening to this through the site, go ahead and click start giving to this charity from that particular page. And of course, as always,
don't forget to rate and review us.
Yeah, don't forget to rate
please,
and review
please
us.
Please let us know. We're podcast
for crying
good,
out loud. You've probably been listening to us like 12 yeah, times now.
We
Why
know
don't
who
you just
are.
Take the time
yeah.
to rate and review us? You know who you are.
We know you.
Mom.
Dad. I wish my brother kept listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on. At least
come on,
rate
Jericho's
review.
Brother.
Yeah. You had your Gosh. Own podcast. I listened.
Yeah. Come on now. Yeah. But anyway, this has been The Daily Drip.
Thank you. And we will see you tomorrow.
That's right.